Lachad Marta Abed Mishnah Gimel Hamakabel Allah Leo's Chavah. Somebody who until now was not trusted in Tumah and Tahara, and his clothing and his drink were regarded as Tumah. And now he wants to become a Chavah, he wants to be somebody who is trusted in Tumah and Tahara. Chavah is a term that normally refers to a Tamah Chacham. Now this Mishnah Chavah refers to somebody who is trusted in Tumah and Tahara, and his clothing and his drink are regarded as Tahara. In order to become a Chavah, you have to take upon yourself Divrei Chavras in front of three other Chavarim. You have to take upon yourself in front of three Chavarim the following things that I mentioned in this Mishnah, and when you do so for 30 days, you become a Chavah. Even a Talmud Chacham is not trusted in Tumah and Tahara until he takes upon himself the following things that I mentioned in this Mishnah. Eina Mayich Elam Aretz Lach V'Yavish. You have to take upon yourself not to sell to Nam Aretz liquid or dry fruit. And it's also Ligron Tumah L'Chulam Eretz Yisrael. It is forbidden to cause food in Eretz Yisrael to become Tumah, and by selling food to Nam Aretz, you're causing the food to become Tumah, and the Nam Aretz will not be careful not to be a Tumah the food. You have to take upon yourself not to buy any liquid from an Amart, that maybe the liquid had become tummy, and the Amart did not trust it to tell you that it had not become tummy. The dried food, it is mutter to buy them from an Amart. A dried food cannot become tummy until it's muksha, until it comes into contact with one of seven liquids that makes it susceptible to become tummy. So therefore, you can buy dried food from an Amart if the Amart tells you it had not become muksha, and the Amaris would be believed to tell you that dry food had not become susceptible to become tummy. The Eino Medarech Eto Amaris, you have to take upon yourself not to eat by an Amaris' house. Even if this Amaris is trusted with any miser, you still can't eat by his house, as maybe you'll become tummy. Ulo Ma'archo Eslo Bixusa. You can't host an Amaris in your own house if the Amaris is wearing his own clothing. As the clothing of an Amaret is more stringent with regard to Tumah than the Amaret himself, as we're afraid that maybe the wife of the Amaret was anita and fat on his clothing, causing it to become Tumah Medris, which is an Ava Tumah, as Chazal teach us, big the Amaret's Medris Lepushim. The clothing that Amaret wears is regarded as Tumah's Medris to Pushim, to people that are careful about Tumah and Tarah. Rabbi Huda said, to become a chaver, you also have to take upon yourself not to breed small animals. As an Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to breed small animals as maybe they will graze in other people's fields. Below you hate parrots, binidar. You can't be in the habit of making the darn. You can't be in the habit of joking around. As chok and kals roast, margirin is an adam la'erva, can bring a person to be over on a riot. Below you, hey, Tommy the Mason, you have to take upon yourself not to be in the habit of becoming Tommy to Mason if there is no purpose. Umishamish be Beis HaMedrash, you have to be in the habit of serving Tommy the Chacham. In the Beis HaMedrash, as Godol Shimuso Yoisim Elimudo, serving Tommy the Chacham is even greater than learning Torah. Amrulo, Lobo, Elu, Leklau. Chacham said to Rabbi Huda, these things that you're mentioning are not included in the Divrei Chavros and the things that a Chavra has to take upon himself. And these things that Rabbi Huda mentioned have nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara at all. So therefore, these are not the things that are included when you want to become a Chavah. The things that you have to take upon yourself when you want to become a Chavah, according to the Chachamim, all are things that apply to Tumah and Tahara, not things that have nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. Bakers that buy their grain from an Amar, the Chachamim only obligated them to take off from the Dmat, Trumas Maiser, to be given to the Kohen, and Challah, to be taken off from the dough, to be given to the Kohen. Even though normally when you buy grain from an Amar, you have to take off, besides the Trumas Maiser, Maiser Sheni, which is 10% that is brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. But the Chachamim did not obligate the bakers to take off the Maiser Sheni, they only have to take off the Trumas Maiser, which is they would take off Maiser Rishon, the Maiser Rishon they can keep for themselves, just they would take off 10% from that Maiser Rishon. That's called Trumas Maiser, and that is given to the Kohen. But the 10%, which is Maiser Sheni, the Chachamim did not obligate them to take it off. The reason being is that the Nachtomen did not make a lot of money. They had a low profit margin, and the authorities forced them to sell their baked goods at a low price. So Chachamim said they don't have to take off the Maiser Sheni. Instead, the buyer would take off the Meister Sheni from the baked goods. Now that's only if they're selling it to buyers who are going to take off the Meister Sheni if they're selling it to a chaver. But if they sell it to an Am Aretz, they would have to take off the Meister Sheni themselves. Storekeeper that sell groceries, if they bought their produce from an Am Aretz, they wouldn't be allowed to sell their produce while it's mine. They can't sell their produce without first taking off the Meister themselves, including the Meister Sheni. As Chevenin do make more money than the Nachtom, and they have a higher profit margin, so therefore the Chacham obligated them to also take off the Meister Sheni besides the Trumas Meister. Another reason given why the Chevenin are forced to take off all the Meisters, including the Meister Sheni, is because Chevenin very often sell to children, and the children would not know to take off the Meister Sheni themselves, so therefore Chevenin always had to take off all the Meisters from the Dmai. Kar Mashpian Bemida Gaza. Rishon Limkor Ethe Dmai. Anybody who sells produce in very large amounts would be allowed to sell the produce while it's Dmai. If they bought their produce from an Am Aretz, they would not have to take off the Meisters from the produce before they sell it. The buyer would have to take off the Meisters. The reason being is that those that sell very large amount have a lower profit margin, and they also tend to give more than the amount that they say they're giving. As they heap up the midah, they give more than the measurement that they say they're giving, so therefore the Chacham did not obligate them to take off the Meisah from the Dmai. Eilu hein ha-mashpiyan b'midah gasa, kigon ha-fitonis u'mochei tfuah. The following are those that sell in very large amount, for example, wholesalers, and those that sell grain to stores. These people sell in very large amounts, and therefore the Chacham did not obligate them to take off the Meisah from the Dmai. The buyers would have to take off the Meisah from the produce.